from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. President-elect Trump spent much of the campaign promising a comeback for coal and support for fossil fuels, which scientists have determined contribute to climate change. That could leave renewable energy companies out in the cold. But as KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer discovered, the outlook isn't as dire for them as you might think.
Here's what President-elect Trump has said so far about renewables.
I know a lot about solar. I love solar.
That was at a campaign rally in Fresno over the summer.
Except there's a problem with it. Got a lot of problems with it. One problem is it's so expensive.
Probably enough to make most solar company executives break out in a sweat. But not Michael Wheeler at Recurrent Energy.
We're feeling as though we're going to be okay.
Wheeler looks genuinely calm as he says this in his San Francisco office, which has big photos of the solar farms his company builds. And the reason why? He says Trump is wrong about solar when he says...
One problem is it's so expensive.
Anybody that thinks that solar is expensive at the utility scale right now hasn't seen the latest. Solar's price, because it's a technology, will continue to go lower and lower.
Power from big solar projects is about 70% cheaper today than it was a decade ago. Wind power has also come down. That means in some places, they cost about the same as fossil fuels like natural gas. That has electric utilities choosing renewables on cost alone, even in red states like Texas and Georgia.
Clean energy is not a niche product anymore.
Not to mention, if the Trump administration opens public lands up for development, something that many environmentalists don't like, it could make it easier for solar and wind companies to build projects. But things aren't entirely sunny.
Senate will be in order.
Solar and wind companies rely on long-standing tax credits, which were extended in Congress last December after a lot of back and forth. That was cheered by Democratic senators like Harry Reid.
The legislation is one of the greatest investments in renewable energy in American history.
If the Trump administration skewers those tax credits, it could hurt demand for wind and solar.
But it's not so significant that the market would crater.
The second potential bummer for renewable energy, Trump has vowed to cancel Obama's climate change policy, known as the Clean Power Plan, under which states would have to move away from coal power. Wheeler says that would have quadrupled the market for renewables.
We're not depending upon it, but to have that be messaged as being dead was pretty heart-wrenching.
But the federal government isn't the only game in town.
I think there's no question states are going to be critical.
Dan Kamen is an energy professor at UC Berkeley. He says sometimes a hostile White House can actually energize regional efforts.
Just like under President George Bush, we saw tremendous action at the state level.
California is all in on renewables. State law requires 50% renewable energy by 2030, and 28 other states have their own goals. That means the renewable energy market has momentum.
An administration can dramatically put its finger on the scale and accelerate that, or they can hold it back.
In the meantime, worldwide demand is growing. Kamen just got back from Dubai, where solar farms are being planned at record low costs, a sign to him that solar has truly arrived.
That is the MC Hammer of energy projects. It's, you can't touch this.
You can't touch this.
I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
You can't touch this.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.